Go ayo nga ko niba.
Just be aware of yourself. Whatever you're aware of.
Go go ayo biu ni jia da phit ni bi da.
So long as you're aware of yourself, you'll still hear what is being said.
Ma ji ba ne la mien ba le. Gam thaw ba ne la jia ba. Ma lu ba. Am sai ba ne. Su sai bi am a myai sai jia ma lu ba ne. Ti lu ya.
We see even if we don't look, and we hear even if we don't listen. In the same way, we know even if we don't try too hard to pay attention. Don't try to look at what you're observing too hard. If you're knowing it, if you're seeing it, that's good enough. The most important thing is to be interested in what's happening in the present moment. Once there is interest, wisdom is already at work, already working. For beginners, sensations of the body are easier to know and observe. So it's easier to begin by knowing sensations of the body. You can also choose to use one particular object. Object means a sensation or a spot or a feeling or whatever, something in the mind. But for beginners, just something in the body. Choose one particular thing that you find easy and watch that continuously. And when you are aware continuously, then slowly you will notice that other objects come into your awareness. You become aware of other things as well. You don't have to look at thoughts directly or for long. So long as you notice them and you recognize they are there, that's good enough. Just acknowledging them. Once you've acknowledged them, once you've noticed them, continue to pay attention to the sensations of the body that you were paying attention to before. Wanting something, wanting experiences, wanting it to be good. There's no need for that. Just let that go. Just be aware of what is happening now. What are we trying to do? We are trying to be aware in the present moment. And if we have become aware in the present moment, then we are trying to maintain that awareness and remain in the present moment for a long, long time, as long as we can. And you also want to remember to have right view. Whatever is happening, whatever you're observing, remember that that is nature, what is happening is natural, and that it is an object because it is being known. An object is just an object. It is being known.
Object ha, be object ma nao che ma be bu. A thao pan be le, tadi phi au.
Objects do not disturb us. Objects are there to support us. It's there to support our mindfulness because we are aware of them. And thus also our steadiness of mind, samadhi, and our wisdom, panya. Every now and again, check whether you feel relaxed or whether it's getting tight or tense. Whether you're relaxed or tense is an indication of your state of mind. So you're practicing also knowing how to know your state of mind. The objective of awareness. Why are we being aware? It's because we want to understand the nature of nama rupa, mind and matter, the mental processes and the bodily processes. We want understanding of how these processes work. We want this wisdom, and therefore we are being aware. When you have pain, remember that pain is also nature. It has its nature. It's not a disturbance. It's a condition, an effect that is present because of past conditions, other causes. If you have the right attitude towards pain, then you won't have such a strong reaction to pain. You won't dislike it so much. You might be able to accept it. Meditation is a learning process. It's not about struggling with what is being experienced. It's about accepting and allowing the experience to be present so that you can observe it. If there is a reaction, you like something that you're experiencing, you don't like something that you're experiencing, then you want to investigate that liking or disliking mind to understand the nature of liking and disliking. So, when there is pain, and if you like or dislike it, you don't watch pain. You look at the liking or the disliking feeling in the mind. And it's the same with any experience, any object that you're observing. If you have liking or disliking in the mind, your first priority is to observe the liking or disliking. It can include fear. So once the mind no longer has any liking, disliking or fear, then the mind is neutral. You can check to see whether the object you were observing just now sorry, you weren't observing the object that you were experiencing just now, say the pain, go back and check what the experience is like now when the mind is neutral. When the mind is reacting, our experience of anything is different, our perception is different. And when the mind no longer has a reaction, it's neutral, you'll find your perception of the experience is different. You see it differently. It's when the mind is neutral that you have the opportunity to see the nature of what is happening as it is. To see the nature of the object. How are you feeling right now? If it's quiet, know that it's quiet. If it's clear, know that it's clear. If it's not, know that it's not. And why has it become clear or quiet or not? Is it obvious that when you have the right attitude, you're aware continuously, it quiets the mind? If we're not aware in this way, then what else would happen? If we're not aware, we'll be thinking about the past, thinking about the future, thinking of the things we fear, thinking of the things that we worry about, that we have anxiety about, thinking about what could be and what cannot. And this is very tiring for the mind, tiring our minds out if we're not aware. And when we are aware with the right attitude, we know the truth of what is happening in the present moment as it is. And what is the special benefit of knowing the truth of what is happening in the present moment? It purifies the mind. Because for a moment, we are free of delusion, of some delusion. It's only in a mind with sati that wisdom can coexist. If sati is absent, wisdom becomes absent altogether as well. And delusion comes and takes over the space. So there are so many benefits of being aware, not just the ones that have been mentioned. And as yogis, we need to know these benefits. We need to recognize them for ourselves. We need to feel their benefit. and that it is beneficial to be aware. Every moment that we are aware, we are working to reduce the delusion of not knowing. Knowing and not knowing. Which mind, which state is a better quality of mind? Knowing or not knowing? But when we don't see the truth of what is happening in the present moment, then we make assumptions. We think, we make postulations. We guess, and that is delusion at work. And it becomes worse when we then don't realize that it is just an assumption, that we're thinking through something and guessing. It's worse when we then believe our assumptions and our preconceived ideas. A blind person touching something can only imagine, only make guesses about what the thing actually looks like through his sense of touch. So to always be awake, alert, we need to always be mindful and aware. More aware. Appreciate mindfulness. Appreciate awareness. Don't forget that it is always time to be aware, every moment. Practice sincerely and wholeheartedly. When you look after the Dharma, the Dharma looks after you.